missed the call, Fang. Try it again.
W8BD. This is November 8, X-Ray, Zulu. Name's Ron.
Good day. How are you? Name here's Wally, Whiskey Alpha Lima Lima Yankee, driving through New Baltimore. I'm only going to be here about 4 minutes, 5 minutes, but I'm ready to throw my call out and see who's out and about. What's up?
Good morning. 11.
I know you.
Hours.
Anyway, what is up?
31 degrees.
Trying to talk a friend of mine into getting her Echolink going so she can get on the D2 net. She could probably do it on her HT, but, you know, trying to Elmer folks to doing more stuff. What's up with you?
I'm heading towards one of our guys that are putting in a furnace that needs the questions answered because there's too many wires on the thermostat that they don't understand. So that's what I'm doing. I'm going to run back to the office. What else am I doing? I think that's it. Echolink, All-Star. I've never played with Echolink. Kind of been a fan of All-Star. Does the same thing, almost. I don't know what the differences are, but All-Star and Pi-Star are pretty much the two things that I've been doing with connectivity that way. Echolink, I think I had an account there for a while. I didn't like the feel of it or the way it looked or acted or something, so I gave it up. So I go with the All-Star.
I didn't like the delay in Echolink where trying to get into a QSO, people don't leave a lot of room in the first place. And if you've got a two-second delay before you can even get between them, that was always a challenge. And that's why, like, the GMNet and I think some others have a particular space for, you know, Echolink and All-Star and I don't know, they might even throw mobile in there, but that's specifically to leave them more room. But then on the GM machine, it's worse because the Echolink goes into the All-Star link, goes into the machine. And so RF can get in fast, and All-Star is kind of fast, and Echolink is double slowed because of it.
That explains a lot of things. Yeah, that young man up north there in Lapeer, I think that's what he uses is Echolink as well. So, but I forget what app I use on my phone where I can get into the repeaters. You can get into both of them via app. Heck, I have to look. I can't remember the name of it. I'm getting old. Can't remember names anymore. I always have to look at my phone before I go in and see a client. When I was younger, I used that right away. It's a scary sign.
Understood. Well, I signed up for remote hams, and I'm going to pay the $10 to buy their Android app. And then that will give you kind of like Echolink, but on HF. And I have a friend in the GM club who has a machine kind of up north, and it's a good location because of the regular ground elevation is higher of sea level where his antenna is, and it's basically shooting straight down the entire Americas. So at the very least, I can listen in on some HF nets and learn more about that section of the bandwidth. But with that, it's not just connecting to a radio. You can actually remote the radio. I mean, you can tune it, you can turn on the amp, you can, you know, there's lots you can do if the owner gives you permission.
Okay, Ron, I gotta step out. I got some things going on here. One, I got a work phone call, two, I'm where I'm supposed to be. I will chat with you a little bit later, sir. I thought this was gonna be a little bit longer drive than I thought, but I guess it's not. So you be good.
W8BD. All right, Wally, get to work. 7-3, my friend. Have a good day. November 8, X-Ray Zulu.